You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard.
For many rural areas and small towns, churches are a central part of community life. In addition to their role as places of worship, they've traditionally been a place where people come together, a source of social connection and support.
But there's been concern that these churches may be on the decline. Some congregations face declining numbers, and staff is stretched thin.
Two guests join us now. Liz Lenz is a writer and blogger. She wrote a piece in Pacific Standard titled The Death of the Midwestern Church. She's based in Iowa. Liz, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Also with us is Wayne Thompson, sociology professor at Carthage College in Kenosha. He focuses on religion. He's worked as a researcher with a variety of denominations. Wayne, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Liz, you write that small town churches in Iowa and elsewhere are facing challenges. Some, including your own church, have closed. How important have these churches been to people in those communities?
Well, I think for a long time, the local parish, the local church, has been a community center. It's been the place where people in rural communities have come together, you know, on a weekly basis. It's where sports, where, you know, people used to have baseball teams and softball teams and potlucks. So it's more than, I think, just a house of worship. It's been really functional, important community centers. And then as, you know, transportation has made it easier to travel, and people have stopped attending church as much, that these local parishes are really finding it hard to stay alive, basically.
And Wayne, are we seeing similar challenges facing these small town and rural parishes, congregations here in Wisconsin?
Yes, Rob, the dynamics are very similar. There's been a decline going on since about 1980 in rural areas. The decline in church membership for urban areas started a little bit earlier in the late 1960s. So like everything, takes a little bit longer to hit in the rural communities, but we have seen long-term sustained decline, and all the things that Liz was talking about with churches merging, sharing resources, and people commuting for work to other towns, not having much tie to their communities. And I would add to that also a sense of loss about the past. The difference with Wisconsin is that Wisconsin is more Catholic, somewhat more urban, and about 25% Catholic versus, I think, 17% in Iowa. Iowa's more Protestant, more Methodist. Both states have a lot of Lutherans in them. Both states have a lot of rural congregations and small-town congregations that serve rural populations.
And Liz, for the piece you wrote, you talked to some pastors and other local leaders. What are they talking about? How are they trying to adapt to maybe recapture that sense? First, keep their congregation going, and then keep that role as part of that social connectedness.
You know, it's so interesting because I actually talked to pastors and ministers from a broad swath. Some of them didn't make it into the article just because of limited space and time. But, you know, by and large, they kind of had this sense of acceptance. You know, they all seemed to say the church has fundamentally failed local communities, and that perhaps this, you know, ministers like to draw on the death and resurrection metaphor a lot, as is, you know, that's what they do with Jesus and all. And so, you know, a lot of them had this, that they were saying, you know, we have failed the community, and as a result, we're experiencing a death, but we hope from that we can have a regrowth. And there's a real interesting parallel between what rural churches are doing and what struggling urban churches are doing. So there's a lot of like coming together, sharing of resources, and it's almost like going back to the past with the traveling minister that used to, you know, ride from town to town and preach. There have been ministers who will share up to like five congregations with volunteer staff between them, and then also kind of try to come together to just bring together resources or even people in their congregations And that is a parallel to what what's happening in some struggling urban churches too. So in sharing buildings, I think in the article I included a story of a church in just over the border in Minnesota that has, you know, early in the morning they have a Korean congregation, and then after that they have a Hispanic congregation, and then after that it goes to I think an English-speaking congregation, all different denominations, but all kind of sharing resources and trying to serve their communities.
And Wayne, do we see that kind of a multi-purposing of churches here, and the sort of, I guess you'd call, it's like the old circuit riders back in the 1800s, pastors who went from church to church. Do we see that here?
Well, exactly, Rob. That, in fact, those are Methodist pastors that came to be known as the circuit riders. We're back to that again. There's one pastor I interviewed in a study I did out in South Dakota, a female Lutheran pastor who serves four congregations and has to drive over 100 miles each Sunday. When she hits all four, it would be 260 miles, so she can't do that very often. But once in a while, she'll hit all four congregations. So it is definitely a trend, and sharing secretarial staff and so on. There are so many stories of congregations that have avoided closing and been able to keep going because of finding those kind of economies of scale. You have to understand that some of these towns, especially out in the in the northern plains and in rural parts of Wisconsin, would be closer to home, that not only is it long distances between communities, but a lot of the services have closed, grocery stores have closed, gas stations have closed, oftentimes leaving only the church as the last building in town where you could have a public meeting or a performing arts space.
Talking to Liz Lenz. She's a writer. She wrote a piece on the decline of rural churches in the Midwest. And Wayne Thompson is with us, sociology professor at Carthage College in Kenosha, looking at rural churches in Wisconsin and elsewhere on the decline and the social role that they played maybe not being replaced. So, Wayne, part of the story you just mentioned is that rural and small town communities are changing, declining services, things moving away in some places, in some cases. You also mentioned to me before the show, they're in different communities. They're not their own standalone thing. Sometimes they're a bedroom community for a bigger urban area. So how is that changing that role of the church?
Well, you have to keep in mind that rural areas, as with urban areas, rural areas are very diverse. There are different kinds of rural areas. I grew up near Marshfield, Wisconsin, which is a farm area, a rural area. And then we have a cottage up in Lac des Flambeaux, which is a retirement area. There are also areas, boom and bust economies, like in western North Dakota, where there are churches that are and populations that are growing. So there's a lot of change in rural areas, and it isn't all decline, but overall it's experienced as decline, and thus there is this dominant narrative in small town and rural communities of loss of the resurrection metaphor that Liz was talking about is definitely prominent, and it's not just in the churches, it's in the communities as a whole.
And Liz, as these churches decline or maybe their role changes, do people outside of the church even feel less like neighbors, less like they know the people in their own community?
Yes, that was a huge thing that everybody I talked to experienced, and it's one of the things that got me article. Did we feel less like neighbors to each other? And, you know, I was looking around. One of the reasons that I came up with, but Erica Yusey, one of the ministers I spoke to, has a community in Swisher, Iowa, a church in Swisher, Iowa, which is feeds into Cedar Rapids, where I live. And she said it was just so difficult because nobody, you know, people live next door to each other, but they're all traveling into Cedar Rapids and then back out to the city, and that, you know, there's no way to serve people. And because they're outside of the city, they're outside of some city services. So, you know, like if there's a single parent who might need some help with food or transportation or watching their child, And social services, you know, have really been failing Americans in that way. And the church in America has, by and large, come in to fill that gap. And she's, you know, she said that there's just no way to know who is here actually in the community because people just aren't part of their communities in the way that they used to be anymore.
Talking about the decline of rural churches, the role that they play, have played in small town communities. We have Liz Lenz with us. She's based in Iowa. She wrote a piece called The Death of the Midwestern Church. Wayne Thompson also with us, professor of sociology at Carthage College here in Wisconsin.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Is this a concern in your community? How important is your local church or other faith institution in your life, in your community? Is it a big part of your social life? Do you feel like it keeps you connected? Or have you lost that over the years? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We continue our conversation now about the decline of rural churches with writer Liz Lenz and sociologist Wayne Thompson.
You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Does a small town or rural church play an important role in your community? Has that changed over the years? If you're part of a small town congregation, maybe even a church official yourself, what has you worried? What's going well? What are you trying maybe to do differently? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. And Wayne, you've said some churches are moving from what you call a generalist approach to a consumer orientation. So what does that mean at a practical level?
Well, you know, for urban churches and rural churches alike, they've had to adapt to a different kind of, you know, media environment. What people expect is that the church is going to meet their needs as opposed to a more European orientation where the church was all things to all people. So now people can vote with their feet. In the United States, religion is voluntary, right? So they can shop around for churches. For rural communities, that's meant a difference in the kinds of churches that are available. In addition to the usual mainline churches and Roman Catholic, some evangelical in the mix, you now also have these non-denominational churches at the edge of every town. So there's this new kind of competition, and the non-denominational churches are faster to pick up on changes in communication technology, ways of keeping in touch through the Internet that really affect their ability to deliver those services to rural people.
And Liz, do you see that going on where you are? Sometimes people call them mega churches. Maybe they're not all that big, but these non-denominational churches luring people away from the more traditional denominations?
Yeah, when I was digging into the statistics, especially for Iowa, that I saw, you know, that there has been, that the churches that are experiencing growth are these kind of urban-ish, right, on the edge of these urban, suburban, urban communities, and they're non-denominational. But the problem with those churches is that they don't do that local service that the local parish does. You know, they have big, exciting bands, you know, like fun youth groups and activities and exciting pastors who wear hip clothes. But, you know, the boots on the ground level of service to the community is not being replicated by them. And that's the thing that concerns me most is the people who were once served by churches, not in a spiritual sense, but in a very, you know, literal sense, people who were fed and clothed by the church, where do they go now? And these big mega churches just, they're not doing that in a practical sense.
And Wayne, that reminds me, you sent me a note about the Robert Putnam concept of bowling alone, that we Americans aren't joining fraternal organizations, sports leagues as much, that sort of thing. And in a way, it sounds like we're churching alone. We might be going to these big churches as an individual mm-hmm. experience for us, Wayne, and not as a communal experience. Is that? Do you think there's something to that?
Well, yeah, and when we do get involved with other people within the churches, it tends to be more niched in these non-denominational churches. There are two kinds of social capital that congregations can bring. One is bonding capital within the members. The non-denominational churches are very good at that. The other kind is what's called bridging social capital, which helps people connect through their church into the community. The kinds of activities that Liz is describing are bridging capital activities. And mainline Protestants and Roman Catholics have a long history of doing this kind of work. The non-denominational churches do get involved in soup kitchens and so on, but as Liz was pointing out, not as much.
Let's bring on a caller now. We've got Lauren on the line in Mineral Point. Lauren, hi. Hi.
Yes, hello there.
Go ahead.
I'm a member of a small church in southwest Wisconsin that started in 1847. However, the problem we have is aging. I'm 75, and I'm one of the younger members. And I think this is one of the problems we have. We aren't able to get younger people interested in religion and church. There are too many other things to do.
And, Lauren, I want to ask, is this a case where young people are moving out of the area, or they're still there, it just church isn't on their radar?
For this small rural area, there are not that many young people. That's correct.
Lauren, thanks a lot for calling and sharing that. Wayne, do you think this is a common experience that the denomination is getting older and the younger cohort is either moving away or just staying but not entering, not going to the church?
Well, here's where there's a difference, too, between the newer non-denominational churches, which tend to have a little bit younger profile, and the mainline Catholic churches, which have an older profile. But the broader changes that are going on in these communities involve a graying of rural America. The 65 and over age group are more represented in rural areas than in urban areas. And so the young people don't see economic opportunity, and they don't see the cultural amenities that are available maybe in college towns. And so it's off to Madison or, other cities.
And Liz, as we start to wrap up, do you see anything replacing the role in rural communities that churches used to play, whether it's the churches themselves reinventing themselves or something else? I don't know what.
Well, one of the pastors that I spoke to, said the church has been reinventing itself since the time it was the church, right? So this has always been kind of the struggle of religion is to find relevance in our culture. It was interesting to see the excitement there on the fringes for coming back in and finding a renewed sense of purpose and a renewed sense of community. So I would never pretend to know what this resurrection looks like, but I do think there is a change coming. I also see political changes coming too, where people, instead of looking to their local communities, are now looking to government to kind of come in and fill these gaps. And so, that's the big American dilemma, right? Who's responsible for who? And so it will be interesting to see how that dynamic plays out in the next couple of years. Is it going to be the government who's going to step up, or are we going to step up and start being communities again? It will be interesting to see.
Well, we'll leave it there for now. Liz, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Wayne, thanks to you as well.
Thank you very much.
We've been hearing from Wayne Thompson, sociology professor at Carthage College in Kenosha, and Liz Lenz, blogger and writer. Her piece on rural churches, by the way, is linked on the Central Time Facebook page.